This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Readers.com is your one-stop shop for quality reading glasses with over 700 styles under $20. Readers.com offers bifocal readers, reading sunglasses, computer readers, and more with powers from 1.0 to 6.0. With free shipping on orders over $30, friendly customer service, and easy returns, you are sure to find your perfect pair. Enter the coupon code BUCK at checkout for 30% off your next order. That's Readers.com. Happy eyes, happy wallet.
The Buck Sexton Show.
On Facebook.com/Buck Sexton right now, I have a poll up. The options are as follows. The question first, then the options. What should Ted Cruz do if Donald Trump wins the Indiana primary tomorrow? The options are fight on, shields high, no retreat, no surrender. Stay in the race, but it's just a formality, it's over. Concede to Trump, start wearing a red Make America Great Again hat. Bail on America, join Commie Bear on his Caspian Sea yacht. So two-thirds of you right now who have voted say that he should stay in it and fight on no matter what. No retreat, no surrender. Ted Cruz, even if he loses in Indiana, he needs to stay in the race because who knows what's going to happen in California. About a third, less than a third, 20, let's call it 26% as I see it right here. But close to a third of you either want him to stay in the race but think it's over or figure that he should back Trump, start wearing a red Make America Great Again hat. Let me tell you, I don't think Ted Cruz is ever going to be walking around with a red MAGA hat on, but maybe. Am I the only one who says MAGA, by the way? Is that a thing that we can say now? Make America Great Again? What? That's my thing. Okay, MAGA. I mean, I just hope it's not like a curse in a foreign language. I don't know, but M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again. We got to have an acronym, you know? So, anyway, MAGA hat, 18% of you, and bail on America, join Commie Bear. Almost 10% of you think that he should just join Commie Bear on the Caspian Sea yacht. So, that's also an option.
The founder of this company, 10 years ago, was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So, he started a company. And it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.